So the Spirit, the water, and the blood, they all bear witness. They all agree. They bear witness to the Son of God. The water, his sacrifice, and the Spirit of God. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And when as I read that, my main thought, honestly, other than taking that part out, and it, I wish I didn't even have to deal with it, honestly. Well, if you look at a lot of modern translations, don't have those words, but they'll put them in the margins because, I don't know, they like to hold on to those, because they love those traditions, I guess. People love, and they don't want to be accused of taking things out of the Bible. That's what I get. I get accused of that. Oh, you took something out of the Bible. Anyone will take away from the words. Well, if anyone will add to the words, some judgment's got to be made. Someone's guilty here. The Spirit and the water and the blood, these three agree in one. But as I read that, my thoughts were into it. I was like, you know, I was baptized. There are three that bear record, the baptism and then the blood. The blood of Jesus on me. But also I want that my blood would also be shed. Not for people's sins, but to bear record as a testimony. And the Spirit of God in me. I see those things in my life, my baptism, my receiving the Holy Ghost, and the suffering for righteousness' sake. The three powerful witnesses in the Christian life. Because, wow, you are buried with him in baptism. It's a signifying of the passing away of the old man and coming of the new. It's the outward expression of it. The Spirit is the inward giving of that gift which allows us to obtain all the things that the baptism promises. Because baptism is of promise. It's not of works. It's of promise. You're buried with him in baptism and raised with him in newness of life. What do you think? The water does that? But still, we do it in faith. I'm baptized in faith, not according to the law, but according to the commandments of God, according to the commandments of Christ. They must be obeyed. To deny the water, say, I don't need to be baptized. That's not a good, that's an evil conscience towards God as far as I'm concerned. You're saying you're better than Jesus. I can be righteous without being baptized. Jesus said it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus couldn't be righteous without being baptized. I can't be righteous without being baptized. Jesus couldn't be righteous without the Holy Ghost. I can't be righteous without the Holy Ghost. Verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. I like that. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now think about that. Now again, this goes back to like, do I just believe on a story? Jesus died for me. Jesus was born in a manger. You know, just those elements. Do those elements? Does, you know, because the people get caught up in all the story aspects, the narrative. They believe the narrative. I believe Jesus healed the lepers. I believe he did this. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe he rose from the dead. But do you believe what he taught? Do you believe what that stuff is supposed to do for you? I don't want to, you know what, the thing is, like Paul said, I don't want to know the words of them. I want to know the power. I don't preach to you the word of God in just words, just stuff to believe, just stuff to have faith on. I want to preach to you the power of God, the power to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, the power to live righteously, godly, soberly, and in love, perfectly. That's the power I'm interested in. That's the divine nature I want to partake of. Now look it, and that is the life that we are to have. If you sin, you're dead. If you are, with, you know, when Christ has purged you of your sins, taken away your iniquity, turned you from your unrighteousness, now you have life, because you're in him. If you say you're in him and you walk in darkness, you are deceiving yourself. If you say you're in him and you don't know him, you're deceiving yourself. If you say you know him and you do not walk as he walked, you're deceiving yourself. You make him a liar. Because God says, those that know him will be like this. He said, those that are in him will do this. Those that are of him shall be like this. You believe on the Son of God, you should have a witness in yourself. Meaning what? What is the witness in yourself? It's the testimony of your life. Not just, yeah, I used to be a drunkard and then they stopped me. I know I'll still sin the rest of my life. No, that's not a testimony. Except to make God a liar. You don't believe God, you make him a liar. God, you promise righteousness. I don't believe that. I think it's just imputed. You make him a liar. Because he says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. And you say, well, yeah, it must mean something else. You make him a liar. You make him a liar. He isn't a liar. You're a liar. If you preach things, if you preach, anyone who preaches a gospel, other than that I preach, it's not of God. Because they are not preaching to you the Jesus that I teach. They are not, because without the promises of the Jesus, you know, you look at, this life is in his Son, his actual Son. His name is called the Word of God. Right? He is the Word. It's not just words, it's these ideas, these promises that we have faith in. It's our faith. Where he says, by our faith we overcome the world. Or what was it he said properly? He said, but I can't believe I skipped three. His commandments are not grievous. Oh, I can't do all the things I love anymore. I can't do the things I love. I love to do these sinful things. It's too hard to keep the commandments of God. Because the commandments of God are, they grieve me. Because I lose out on all the pleasures that my heart longs after. See, that man can never please God. When God puts it in your heart to love his things, his righteousness, you love godliness. This word should be rejoicing in your heart. The commandments of God are joy. They are. Live forever. This is my commandment. That you live forever. That you love one another. Oh no, I can't do that. Well, everyone wants to go to heaven, quote unquote. Everyone wants to go to heaven. No one wants to go to hell. Everyone's going to heaven. Everyone, oh, we'll believe in love. Yeah, okay. And I was like, deny ungodliness. Oh, gee, that sucks. Walk as Jesus walked. Walk as he walked. Oh, I don't know if I can do that.